I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Based on a previous experience within this last week.
2009?
What do you think you could get away with if you just make yourself look like you know what you're doing?
Murder.
Oh. I don't think that applies.
I didn't
applies.
Say I wanted to do it. I don't think that applies. I think I could get away with it.
No, I said if you make yourself look like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's not...
I could rent a hearse.
No, you actually have to know what you're doing to get away with that.
No, that's not true. Kill a guy. Rent a hearse. Put him in a coffin.
That's
and
okay.
Drive him.
So,
and somebody
okay,
asks me, what are you it, doing?
Where do you think you could go, like, physically?
Funerals.
Like, if you just look like you know what you're... Like,
White
I
House?
Feel like you can go to... I just feel like there's a lot you can get away with if you make yourself, you know, you just look like you know what you're doing and you dress the part.
If I was pure confidence, I would say that I think I could get into like Buckingham Palace, because like I feel like they don't really have all that tight security there, because like who cares? No one's trying to assassinate like whoever lives in there. You know what I mean?
Who lives in there, bud?
Is that that's not
Sir
where the,
Buckingham?
That's not where the king and queen live, right? Is that actually like their parliament? What is Buckingham Palace actually? How do you Buckingham? Yeah, there it is. Thank you, Google. Oh, it is a royal family thing. Is the residence and administrative headquarters of
the
monarchy?
You literally just
wow.
said, I can walk inside this person's house if I...
Yeah, I think I
could.
Until
I walk in and they go, you're not my brother.
Dude, there's probably like a million people that work there. Like little like house slaves or servants.
House?
Oh, boy. Just a little edge joke to get us off in the morning. Oh,
No, I just because.
All right, how many people work?
It depends on the place you're going to, because like
I'd have to do an English accent.
And again, like you said, the more people that are there, if you just walk in, you have to put on like one of those
maid outfits.
That's not where I was going. I'm talking about one of those, you know. Red coats, really tall, furry black hats.
400 people work at Buckingham Palace.
Yep.
That's crazy.
So...
Yeah, it could be any of these people. Servants, chefs, footmen. I guess those are just the guards. Electricians. Two people who look after the 300 clocks. They have the dedicated job. Two people are dedicated, employed to look after 300 clocks in Buckingham
Why
Palace.
Why are there 300 clocks?
I don't know. There's 775 rooms. So, I guess if there's a clock in not in like a third of those rooms, that's...
They just stand there and stare at the time.
Damn, they're probably all like old grandfathers. Grandfather clacks. That's crazy. Yeah, I could totally sneak in there, dude. For sure. I just hold a clock in my hand and be like, all right.
Then you could sneak onto a military base.
Ooh, I feel like they're pretty... Just because they don't have a lot to do, like, you know what I mean? They go up to, like, the checkpoint and they're...
You just got to wear camo.
Yeah. That's
and
it.
And just start walking around outside the base, like, walk towards the base, and somebody shuttles you in. That's as easy as that.
Okay, I don't think you just have to wear camo.
A tank pulls up, they're on their way in, they're like, oh, did you need a ride? And you hop in.
Yeah.
It's that easy.
I'm on my way to the war? Can you point me toward the war?
I don't think they take you to the base for that.
Yeah, you're they in like Arizona.
You're like, will you take me to the war? And then you hop in and they turn around and actually take you on a plane. And the next thing you know, you're in the
you're
Middle East.
You're actually in the army.
On the front lines. They'd appreciate your hard work.
Yeah. They'd probably be about it. They'd be, give me a gun. They'd be like, here you go. Here's your military money. That you get when you're... I don't know what they do.
All right, so let's...
You,
what?
Why did you bring this up?
Just because...
Jesus is a
mess. I've just realized... I went somewhere over this past week, and I just... I just walked in.
Oh, yeah, you can't talk about it.
And it worked.
Yeah.
We'll just put it that way.
Gotcha. You should become one of those... shitty YouTubers that does that kind of prank stuff.
You just have to make sure you're wearing very similar things to what the rest of people are wearing, and you just walk in the front gates.
You know, I bet Disney World would actually be a really hard place to do that at.
You think
so? I feel like they are.
I don't know, bro.
Like, I mean, there's a million people at work
there. I could build a
But Disney always gets paid, man.
Cosplay. And just pretend I'm one of the Disney people.
What?
Like, you if I walk
you're
in,
you're gonna make a Donald costume, and
no,
they're
no,
gonna
not
be like,
"Donald, like,
thank God you're here."
I would do like, I have to do. Really, I just don't want to do Donald because I don't want to do Donald.
Fucking giant. Too.
I'd have
I mean,
to
that'd
do
be a lot
like,
of work. And if it doesn't work, that's.
I do Star Wars. You know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes.
I don't know
sense.
If I can pull that off. I have to pull off. Could I do like a superhero thing since Disney owns? I guess Disneyland has.
Do they
the,
have a Marvel?
I think
they don't
Disney,
have a Marvel.
Disneyland does.
Oh, okay.
I should go in my Iron Man suit. No, it's got to be a lot more high quality.
Yeah,
than
I was about to say.
I think it was good in pictures.
Yes. Yeah. Just some picture of you in it. No, that's me. Waiting to go suit up.
Speaking of.
Of suiting
superheroes.
Up? Oh, yeah.
Batman.
Wow, Batman.
Yeah, I'm really good at the movie stuff.
Yeah, his suit reveal, 30-second teaser trial shot, whatever, dropped for...
It's very red. Not the suit, just the shot.
Mm, yeah.
It's just very red.
I like the design of the armor, whatever. It's all, like,
and
segmented and stuff.
The bat logo, like, is made to almost not look like a bat. Like, it's in the shape of a bat, but it's very, like...
Well, it looks like you can, like, take it out and throw it. Like, it's an extra batarang or whatever.
I'm out of batarangs.
Just take the one out of
second.
My chest, yeah.
No, I'm not.
It does look like that, though. Am I crazy?
That's the thing. It looks, like, kind of mechanical, and it looks like it's multiple pieces, and it doesn't have the little, like, bat ears that a lot of the other ones have.
Yeah, that's kind of true. It's very
so it looks
minimalist
like,
Batman.
It looks like it could be put in there. And then he's like, that kind of looks like a bat. I guess I'll be Batman. But it's cool. It looks cool.
Yeah. His, I need to see a full headshot of his, like, head.
Yeah.
Because it looks a little, like, odd.
Do you know who Boss Logic is?
Boss? That sounds really familiar.
I'm sure that most people listening to this will know who Boss Logic is. He's an artist, and he does a lot of things with movies, like recreating, movie, not necessarily posters, but images and stuff.
Yeah.
He took that and he added like color to it. And this is what he came up with. And yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
he
wow.
did his rendition of it. And then here's another one. Just darker. I don't know.
Oh, what is over the mouth?
I don't know.
That's weird.
But.
Is he dying?
Looks pretty cool. What do you think about Robert Pattinson? We haven't really talked about that.
Well, I like Robert Pattinson, and I think he can probably do a good job as the Batman character. Although, I mean, you haven't really seen him in a whole lot of stuff. I mean, we recently just watched him in Lighthouse, which...
I saw that. I saw there was another movie I saw quite a few years ago that he was in, and I can't remember what it's called.
Twilight.
No, it's like a love story almost.
Twilight.
And then you find out at the very end, spoiler for what this movie I don't know the name of, and then at the end of it, you find out that it's 9/11.
What?
All right, I gotta find this.
I'm just imagining that, like, you know, it's like the romantic climax, and they're like finally getting together on top of something, and the plane just fucking.
It's kind of dark like that.
Shit.
Remember Me.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
It's an older movie.
I've seen that. That poster, yeah.
And he's really good in it. I'm just trying to pick out ones that aren't, you know, like Twilight, because everyone's like, oh, Robert Pattinson, Twilight. But he is a really good actor.
I'm just curious what they're going to do on The Voice.
Yeah, so this, like, I think that's the idea for the title of the movie, Remember Me.
Mm. Like, remember, yeah.
Because I think throughout that whole movie, I was like, I don't really know why it's called Remember Me. And then they're, you know... together and all this stuff, and then he goes to work one day or something, and I'm going based off of a memory from like 5 years ago or maybe even longer.
Probably longer, yeah.
Anyways, basically you find out that he is going to, no, I think he like goes to a meeting or something. Like, he doesn't like necessarily work in those towers, whatever. Long story short, you find out that those are the, that, like, he walks in and then all of a sudden it pans up and you're like, oh no. And then like you see a like an image of like a kid, like his little sister or something, like in school, and the teacher like walks away from the board and it's like 9/11. You're like, what is happening? Yikes. It came out of like nowhere, and then he dies and you're like, not weirdest, but the most seemingly out of the blue like twist to a movie, because you didn't know it was taking place, you know.
Yeah.
But it was a movie that he was in.
And I knew right there, I was like, damn, he could play a good ass Batman.
No, but I'm excited. I like the look. And
I'm just, yeah, like the voice is what I'm curious what they're going to do.
The Batman voice?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'm curious. That doesn't make or break for me.
It did
if
for you?
It doesn't make or break for me if he plays it. Because Christian Bale can play Batman, but he shouldn't talk like this.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What if Robert Pattinson?
That has nothing to do with Robert Pattinson. The vision for that was they had him talk like that. Give him a voice changer, it would have been fine. It's not the fact that Christian Bale played him.
Well, no, Christian Bale wanted that voice. He said, I'm going to quit the movies if I can't do that voice.
Well, then... that sucks. But again, that doesn't mean besides that he didn't play good Batman, even if that were the case.
Yeah.
So I hope I really liked Ben Affleck's like voice.
Yeah. I mean, I like the look and everything of Ben Affleck's Batman, and his, you know, his one fight scene that he really had.
Yeah. What do you think of Ben Affleck?
I think he got screwed over.
Yes. I mean, because, hot take. I liked it.
Yeah. I think most people did. I don't think that's all that hot take, really. Because I think it's just the movies suck, but he is pretty good as that character, I think. I liked him in both roles as a... I can definitely buy him as both Bruce Wayne and the Bat. But, yeah, I mean, he never even really got a real movie to show himself. He was just in Batman v Superman, Justice League, and, like, 4 seconds of Suicide Squad, and I think that was it.
Oh yeah, he was in Suicide Squad.
Very beginning. But
I'm curious, because originally he was supposed to be him in the Batman movie. They were going to make a Batman movie him, and he was also wanting to direct, I think, or at least produce it.
I think that was part of the deal.
And then I think he decided not to be in the role, but he still wanted to direct or produce it, and then he just ditched it all together.
I think that they're just DC's just trying to scrap all that old shit except for the stuff that worked, so basically just Wonder Woman.
It's so weird that you just decide, like, we have this universe that we're starting and it's
fuck it. We're done.
Well, no, but it's like, if you want to be done with it, be done with it. But the fact that they like want to save part of it but not all of it, and almost feeling like part of it doesn't exist, but then have Shazam that, like, you know, does have weird like memorabilia from all these other different movies, because the kid loves superheroes, and so it's like very trying to like tie it in,
and maybe
in a good way, but just it's just weird.
I don't even know if like the Birds of Prey movie is supposed to be part of
technically is, because she's like, me and the Joker broke up.
Well, but they never show Jared Leto.
But it's her playing it. That's the thing. Sure. Is like, it doesn't make really sense that they're like trying to keep some and then trying to not keep other things.
I mean, financially it does.
Yeah, but it's very confusing.
Yeah, no, it is. It's weird. DC's in, unfortunately, a very odd place, and I'm just going to wait it out, because I don't think any of this... Yeah. I'm not... The Matt Reeves thing and Batman is pretty much the only thing where I'm like, I'm excited to see that. I want that to come out.
And I think it's supposed to be kind of like a one-off, so like... Like, I mean, like a new Batman kind of, like, not connected to the other DC
universe. Yeah, I mean,
DC
they might do, like,
universe.
A trilogy of it or something.
Yeah, that's not, I didn't mean a one-off like that, but I'm saying, like, not connected, which is interesting, because if that's the case, then if you still have Birds of Prey that's taking place in that universe, Ben Affleck is still the Batman there. Not that he's ever going to come back in an actual role, but in that universe, that is the Batman. And then if Batman never shows up, like... Would that make sense if they're introducing all these Batman villains, but Batman never shows up because they can't have...
They're just going to do what they did with Rhodey and Iron Man 2.
Robert Pattinson's
just... going to show up and he's going to be like, I'm here, it's me now, get over it. That's it. We're never going to talk about it again.
I hope not.
Did you like it when they did it back then? I mean, it's been so long and Rhodey is now much more synonymous with the role yeah. than I can't really remember who the original guy was. I know the actor, I just can't remember his name, but it was always kind of a weird little thing. And I think
they did the same thing with Mark Ruffalo in the Hulk.
Yeah, yeah. I was just about to say, I know they did it another time as well.
Do you think they could do that now and get away with it?
Depends on who they got rid of.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, if they got rid of, like, if they wanted to recast somebody who had, like, movies for themselves or somebody who was in the movies, like, say before Black Widow got her own movie and before Infinity War came out, when we saw the trailer for Infinity War, there was just a new person playing Black Widow. She had been in, like, 5 movies beforehand right. and been a big character, but just got switched. Like,
right, I'm saying, and you think they could do that?
No, I don't think they. That
but you're saying
be,
it depends on who. I don't even know even it depending on who, because like who is so low that like on that scale that it would work. That's what I'm trying to figure out, because I don't even know if they could do it at all.
Let me got rid of somebody like dumb. Even somebody like, well, they might be able to get away with it for somebody like Mantis. Although they probably say like, you recast a woman? But, you know, something like that, I'm sure they could get away with.
I'm sure they...
Some people would be like, hey, we liked her. Which, I mean, I think she does a fine job or whatever. But, you know, I mean, I think it's not a big enough character for people to really get up in arms about.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
Would you boycott Infinity War if they replaced Mantis?
Well, Infinity War already came out, so...
Are you talking about if it happened then? Mm-hmm.
No.
See, they get away with it.
Well, I mean, I'm sure like people, I'm just saying like without a certain amount of, you know, backlash, getting away with it is one thing. Like people are going to see these movies regardless. Even if they changed a character like that, people will probably just go see it to be like, what's going on?
What if they changed every character before Infinity War?
I think people would go and see it and go,
yeah,
what's
be like,
going on?
What?
Because then we would assume, especially if it's every character, that some weird like multi-universe thing is happening.
How brilliant of a play would that be if like at Endgame, right? Which was, if say if they plan on just ending the MCU, they were like, ah, we're done. So what, Endgame was going to be the last one. They just decided, they dropped all their expensive actors and brought in shitty lookalikes for everybody that cost them, like, they could pay them the bare actor minimum and still made their like $2 billion off of it just because everyone wanted to see it for two reasons. What a like awesome,
especially
because
we already kind of like think that time travel is going to happen, so some weird universe kind of stuff's going on, so like, who are these people? And then we're expecting to see the legit ones sometime. The whole movie is like, we're going to see them, they're going to come out, and then it just ends.
Oh, that could have been a great shitty joke if they tried it like in the final scene of Endgame when they do all the Doctor Strange portals. If they opened them up and they opened them to the wrong universe, so you did see like a bunch of shitty versions of all the characters. And it's like, oh, fuck, nope, go away. That'd be dumb. But we didn't see any of those movies. We're talking about Sonic.
I'm not talking about Sonic yet. You need to slow your roll. We got more movie stuff.
Oh, we do actually. Tom Holland is playing Nathan Drake in an upcoming Uncharted movie.
Do you know officially?
Yeah.
I have not heard of that.
Look at this.
I think I heard rumors that might happen, but I've heard rumors of another movie. You know, Atlantis.
Tom Holland reveals the Uncharted movie will be Nathan Drake's origin story. It might be a little bit of a younger.
Does it say he's playing him though?
That title sounds very.
Doesn't say he's playing him. Could be a producer, dude.
No. Fuck.
The movie Atlantis?
Yeah.
He's also. I've seen rumors for a very, very long time that he's.
Oh, okay, but
being
eyed official
to play the main character, Milos. Milos? What's his name? Isn't he something like that? I don't know. I did hear something about Uncharted as well. He's the new up-and-comer, dude. Everyone's wanting him for everything.
Yeah,
including
which is,
this new movie, Onward, which is that new Pixar movie that I really want to see.
Yeah, I am not buying that movie. That movie looks very, like, formulaic, corporate, child movie.
Oh, no, it's Pixar. I don't ever...
Yeah, but we saw that trailer is like
the trailer
2.5 minutes long, and I saw the whole movie through that.
I mean, that's not true. They show a lot of different weird scenes, but they don't ever have any context, so I don't feel like I know exactly, but there's a lot of stuff that happens in that trailer that I'm like, I feel like you just should have said that, because it's a cool-looking thing. Cool-looking and not knowing kind of what's going on, as long as you don't have those two things together, like, again, they got away with it, because people are going to watch it, but...
I don't know. Just, the whole thing just felt really generic to me. It didn't feel like it was its own. Like, you know, Pixar usually does a pretty good job of like creating a whole little world that you kind of live in for
a
little bit.
The first time I saw it, I thought it was really cool because it's like this fantasy world, but like it's kind of lost its magic. And there's like unicorns, but unicorns are like, I think it's funny because unicorns are always looked at as these like majestic, like kind of, you know, creatures.
Mm-hmm.
But in this movie, in another trailer that I saw, one of the first trailers that came out, they're like the lowest of the low. Like they're like eating out of trash. They're like little raccoons that like eat out of trash. But I mean, they're not little, but that's what unicorns are in this. So it's like a take on that. And it's just like this weird fantasy world where all these crazy stuff exists, but they're almost living normal lives. Like that's a cool take. But the other trailers, yeah, they showed a little too much in my opinion. But I still don't really know exactly what's going on.
They could just be kind of bad trailers. I mean, so, it could still be a very...
To be honest, I think I liked the first trailer before, and or more than any of the other ones, and it was probably the most generic.
Just to qualify, it does say cast in the lead role as Nathan Drake. So Tom Holland, as of right now, is actually cast in a movie that is supposed to be happening of Uncharted, which would be kind of cool. To be honest, it feels weird because he doesn't look anything like Nathan Drake. Nathan Drake is much more of like... I mean, he's supposed to be like, you know, Indiana Jones, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so imagine if they were doing Indiana Jones, but they cast Tom Holland play Indiana Jones. I feel weird, right?
Yeah.
Like nothing against Tom Holland, but it's like, come on, dude. We want like a, I don't know, you want kind of like a big, strong lead man kind of guy, not like a guy who was just playing
maybe
a boy
he's gonna
in another
bulk
movie.
Up, dude.
I think I
mean, he looks younger, but.
I think he's playing like a younger version, but he is the main guy. So, I mean, he will be going on adventures, and he's got a looks like he's got a shaved head here, so it's looking pretty serious.
For is he shaved head in
it's just the picture they have. I don't even know if it has anything to do for Uncharted. They could have just pulled a picture for this article.
No, I'm sure that's what,
because it doesn't, I mean, Nathan Drake doesn't have a shaved head.
Yeah, but I did see that he shaved his head, and like it was like all of like, I follow him on Instagram, and I saw like that he did that, and I think it's for, I don't know what movie it's for, but it's for something he was doing. Speaking of Indiana Jones, that's actually the next thing.
Oh, Indiana Jones like 5 is
Indiana
coming
out. Jones 5 starts filming in 2 months, according to Harrison Ford.
Are they going
to
bring Shia back?
I don't, okay, so I think that the last Indiana Jones with Shia in it was,
that was
trying
the last one
to almost hand it off to Shia. Mm-hmm. But I think Harrison Ford is going to still be in. I think it didn't work how they wanted
so
it to.
Old then. Now he's just so old. It's
who?
Weird.
Harrison
Ford,
Ford,
yeah.
I mean, he was old in the fourth one, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that came out like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's weird.
I mean, they just did him in, you know, in Star Wars.
Yeah, I know, but he's clearly playing like the he's almost playing like the I'm too old for this shit like character in Star Wars.
Right. So do you think they're going to get Shia back and he's going to be more of a mentor to Shia? Or do you think they're going to try to pass off somebody else?
Yeah.
Or are they just going to do a whole movie where he's still Indiana Jones? What would you like to see? And who would you like to see the new Indiana Jones if you had to pick?
I just don't think they should do it in general. I don't think there's anything that can still be told
under
here.
This.
Yeah,
you're
I know.
Doing it.
I guess they really should have him. It'd be kind of fun. Like it's in Raiders where they have... oh, gosh, what is that guy's name? Sean Connery playing his dad. And even though Harrison Ford and Sean Connery aren't that different in age, Sean, you know, he was playing kind of the older, like, kind of a goof, like, didn't really know what was kind of going on. You know, just kind of like older dad, unaware type, right? And, I mean, it'd be kind of shitty to see Indy go down that route. He gets so old that he doesn't really know what's going on. Like, he almost has Alzheimer's. But, you know, something kind of similar to that where he's just playing, like, from the background to someone new. But it shouldn't be Shia. It's got to be somebody who's kind of young enough. Like, somebody like Chris Pratt's probably a little too old to really, like, start.
I don't think he's too old. That's actually one person that I feel like has... People have said if they're going to like reboot it, that people would want to see him as that. So he would be a good pick. I think that he could pull it off.
He's a little too goofy. He'd have to like tone down
the goof.
I mean,
he doesn't have to be super goof.
But he's kind of super goof and everything.
He turned down his goof a bit for Jurassic World.
That's what I was thinking of, but I guess it's similar. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's really the only person I can't think of as far as big stars, unless they just started with somebody new.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of somebody else because I feel like he's a very obvious pick, and I'm trying to like think of like somebody
you
else.
Do somebody
that I
like
see.
Chris Pine, probably be a decent enough choice.
Yeah,
I mean that guy can pretty much do anything that's like that.
Tom Holland?
Nope.
All right. but apparently, this article says that they previously assured fans that the new film will not be a reboot, and that it will continue on with what's come before. Exactly what this means for the character remains to be seen, but the internet continues to buzz with rumors and conjecture regarding potential scenarios. And this says, given that Indiana Jones 5 will not be the final film in the franchise, and that Ford will be 78 when it releases.
Oof.
Many feel it's unlikely the star will continue to tackle Indiana Jones' adventures into his 80s. So Indiana Jones is not 5 is not their last planned Indiana Jones.
I mean, it's surprising that that Harrison Ford's even still alive, because he's had like a couple different like close almost killed himself plane crashes, because the dude's 78. He keeps flying like single engine planes on his like land or whatever, and he keeps crashing them. So I mean, that's really up in the air is whether or not he'll even make it. And Steven Spielberg hasn't had a great track record recently. He's not, as far as his directed stuff, a lot of misses. Looking at you, Ready Player One. Although he didn't actually direct Ready Player One, I don't think. He just produced it. But still, I blame you. He was also executive producer on Cats. So
was he really?
Yeah.
Oof.
I know. Not been great.
We have to watch
not
it.
Not been great.
We have to watch it.
Dude, it finally finished its box office run. I read an article. It made $24 million. That's it.
How much did it cost?
Oh, like 90 or something, I think. So definitely lost money. But man, that is bad. Like, well, the movie we are talking about today, Sonic, made like almost as much as Cats made in its entire run yesterday.
Wait, say that again?
Sonic made almost as much as Cats' entire box office run yesterday.
Yeah.
Because Cats just came out, I guess, Thursday, but really Friday. And we are recording on the Saturday after the next day. Yeah, I mean, it's oh, they're making a Who Framed Roger Rabbit 2.
Oh, dear.
I know. He's just, like,
well,
passionate.
Making a Space Jam 2.
Like, all of... I'm looking at Steven Spielberg's producer credits. He's just cashing in on all his old shit.
Everyone's doing that now.
I know,
so.
But come on.
Like,
he has enough money.
We're talking about Indiana Jones.
Well, I don't know.
I'm surprised that they haven't done it sooner.
Yeah.
Because the last... You know what year the last one came out? 2008.
Last one? Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's been 12 years since that. So I'm surprised that they haven't tried to do another Indiana Jones in the meantime. Maybe because the reviews were mixed on.
Oh, he did direct Ready Player One. Oh, Spielberg. You absolute fool.
I mean, it was good. So I don't see what you're upset about. But, all right.
Shall we talk about it?
Shall we jump in?
We should be doing this on an Olive Garden, bro.
Oh, man.
Okay, so should we do like a spoiler-free section for this movie, you think, before we start talking about it? Kind of give like a light, soft review?
Sure, but I hate those. here's what I mean by that. To me, before I see a movie, nothing is spoiler-free.
Yeah, you're
right. So this is a spoiler light, is what I'd like to call
sure.
it.
Sure.
Because... Yeah. When you talk about how a movie was and the overarching story and generalizing about a character, it still tells you things. You will know things before you go into the movie and know almost what to expect. So,
And you'll have a bit of a preconceived notion if you do respect our opinion at all.
Which no one does.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, if you want to be a purist about it, go see it for yourself. But if you don't even know if you want to see it in the first place... You're probably listening to this. Honestly, this movie doesn't have a lot to spoil in the first place. It's not really...
It really doesn't.
Yeah, it's not one of those kinds of movies. It is a... I think it's decent for a kid's movie. I'll say that.
Yeah, maybe I went in judging it a little too harsh.
Really?
Because I didn't really like it.
Mm.
Like...
Well, okay, so I'm trying to tread this water where it's a kid's movie, so I don't want to like treat it like a full adult movie, but
so
at the same time...
So here's my question, is Detective Pikachu a kid's movie?
Well, I didn't see it, but yes, probably.
Okay.
That's the way it was, like, marketed.
Yeah, so I guess you would consider it like that, but I even feel like you have...
There are very good kids' movies. That's my point.
Yeah, and so like, example, Pixar. Yeah. Like, they have things... It's a movie that kids can love and they can watch and enjoy, and maybe it's mostly marketed towards them, but it's done in a way to where when adults watch it, they're like, this is a good movie. I would watch this again. Yeah. It has deeper meaning. It has certain jokes and this one just seemed like... To me, it seemed like it was for kids and only for kids.
A little bit.
Where they should have... There were a couple moments
there
that made me laugh.
Funny moments.
But most of it, yeah. I was just like either deadpan face or just like...
And a big reason that it was also funny is like if you see it with somebody else or in a group or something like that at the theaters, it'll be more fun than if you just... If you sat down and watched this by yourself in your room or whatever, you would not... find it funny, I don't think. I think it it very much helps to be in a group setting, whereas if you just watch a real comedy, it should be able to just make you laugh by yourself. It shouldn't be dependent on your group.
And just this last week, I've not been getting a lot of sleep and have had long days, and that day was no exception.
Oh, yeah.
I was so tired going into that movie, and so about, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes in, I was like, why am I here? And I'm like, that's not something I usually get when I watch a movie, especially because it's something that was Sonic that I did grow up playing Sonic, not like diehard like some of these, but I have some specific memories in video games. And when I was young, I remember coming home on my big box monitor PC, like coming home and playing Sonic
on
from
computer?
School and all that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's weird. I figured you'd have to have like a GameCube or it was Sega. So,
yeah.
I mean, if it's old stuff, I guess whatever Sega had at the time, you had to.
But I'm talking obviously like the old ones. That's like a side scroller type.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were certain things in here that did have some cool nods, but they changed. I mean, when you throw somebody like Sonic into the real world, there's going to be some differences. But the way that they did, for example, I didn't see Detective Pikachu, but Detective Pikachu felt like it knew that it was this like sub thing. Whereas this, I think I wanted more, and maybe I'm just looking way too much into this and expecting too much, but I wanted certain things to feel more like the video game. And of course, I know it's not gonna be the exact same thing. You're throwing them into Earth in the real world, and so you have a different view of this because you came in not really being any sort of fan or
Sonic.
Knowing anything about Sonic or anything like that. So I was disappointed, but as far as a kids movie, I think the kids, especially kids that play Sonic, would love it, and I don't think it was necessarily bad for that. And I think that the best part of the movie was Jim Carrey. There were definitely things that didn't necessarily work,
yeah,
but for the character that he played, and he was supposed to be just kind of crazy and entertaining, it worked more than some of the moments that were supposed to be entertaining for these other characters that just
weren't. Was definitely trying the hardest out of everybody in that movie. Like James Marsden was definitely kind of phoning this one in. In fact, the only time he felt like he was really trying were like his product placement moments. Like when he's talking about Olive Garden.
Yeah.
But I thought the guy, Ben Schwartz.
Yep.
He's the guy from Parks and Rec.
Yep.
I thought he did a decent job as the voice of Sonic.
As far as the voice goes, yeah, but there are even some lines. And I played Sonic games, and I know he's supposed to be kind of like quippy and stuff like that.
He just came off really like manic, you know. Like,
but he also came off in some moments where, I don't know if this is too spoilery. I can't tell.
Probably not.
but I feel like there were moments that just didn't quite hit. That's how I'll say it without trying to go too deep. But
yeah, I don't think that's a spoiler.
No, I know that's not. But that's why I'm just saying it very generic.
But I guess we'll kind of wrap up the spoiler free section because there's not much else we can really talk about. Overall, I don't know, if you have kids or if you have a deep connection to Sonic, you probably enjoy watching this movie. I think it'd be worth seeing. No, you don't think if...
Well, you're saying that as somebody that doesn't have a deep connection to Sonic.
Oh, okay.
And I have a connection to Sonic.
A connection.
as far as like not deep, not some of these like diehard fans, and like I don't know everything about it, but like I enjoyed playing some of these games like when I was younger, and I know some things about it. So it's so maybe I think there were some fans of Sonic that went in and they liked it because they like certain nods, but I can't speak for that whole thing. And maybe I just had too much of an expectation, but from somebody that has somewhat of one, I was kind of disappointed.
And you have a connection to Sonic, you'll love it.
Yeah, I would say so.
Probably. Yeah, from here on out, let's spoilery. I think this movie is really lazy as far as the way it's written. It's just, it feels very like beat by beat. You know everything that's coming. Yep. There's no guessing here. It's very much formulaic. Sonic, you know, is dropped into this world by the lore. Do you know anything about like the weird lore that they dropped? Because I thought it was weird that he was like raised by an owl, and then
I want to say the
rings
owl was
to transport. I never thought that was a thing.
So the rings, obviously, like he collects rings in the video games, and when he gets hit, all his rings go everywhere.
Right. Yeah,
and then if he gets hit without any rings, he dies.
Gotcha.
That's basically how that works in the games. So. At the end of a lot of levels, there's a giant ring.
And you'll go
like
through
a giant ring
next,
and you
like,
go,
zone.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it basically brings you to a loading screen. It doesn't necessarily, I think there might be, because again, I'm not trying to say that I know everything about this, but there might be some games where it does kind of go through and look more like of a warp kind of like that.
Well, that works.
But
if you use it to go from zone to zone, that perfectly works. Because, I mean, that's basically what they do with this. I mean, he uses them a little bit more liberally than that, but I think that's fine.
No, that part was fine.
What about the Thor lightning powers he gains?
Yeah, so that's interesting because I was hoping to see Super Sonic at the end of this, and I honestly think that we'll get that if they make more movies.
Yeah, which I think they will, because I think this movie's doing well.
Yeah. And here's the way I look at it. I was kind of disappointed, but I'm excited to see another one. Does that make any sense?
A little bit, yeah.
And the only reason I say that is because some of the characters have been developed, and I want to see where they're going next. I think a big issue that I had with this was Sonic seemed almost too young for me.
He did. They were very much treating him like he was a kid.
And not that there aren't any games that he is kind of portrayed as younger, but a lot of them is like Sonic's kind of he's the man. He's kind of the leader. He's, you know, quippy, especially
he's not
with Eggman.
To be like eight.
Yeah. And he is almost even the leader of his little team, which is Sonic, Tails, Knuckles. Mm. So that was kind of one of those things. And most of his jokes or stuff like that just kind of came off that way, that he was younger. And some of them did work, and just some of them just kind of did not for me.
Yeah.
But as far as what you were saying, his cool like lightning powers almost at the end, I think it was a cool way to adapt it into real life. I thought that was actually kind of cool.
Well,
especially at the end when he's like attacking the ship. Is, you know, not
he's
the
like
game where
speeding,
he balls up and like darts at the things, and that's how he attacks him. And I thought that was
before that,
cool.
He literally used lightning to like pull it down. It was weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he was like, he used like rage lightning. Like, it was very like Palpatine-y, to be
and
honest.
And I could be totally wrong, but I don't think he's ever had those specific type of powers in a game.
I mean,
he might have, but it would be a game specific one.
Yeah.
It's not his, like, he does have like he harnesses I'm gonna sound so
are you gonna start talking about crazy Chaos Emerald
yeah now? I'm gonna talk about all this crazy Sonic like lore.
I'm not a big fan, guys.
So he harnesses the powers of Chaos Emeralds to become Super Sonic, which he becomes like yellow and glowy, and he can like fly around and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So this was almost like a weird middle ground of,
because they like him getting angry or having some kind of large emotional outburst is like his tap into his lightning powers, which is weird.
It was kind of weird. But I'm okay with them because they've had so many different Sonic games where they add a couple things here, a couple things there, and there's different versions of Sonic and all this. And it's kind of, it's a cool little addition. It didn't take it out. Take me out as far as like, you know, his lore or what he's based off
of. It's just strange because, you know, he's already, like, speed of light fast, basically, right? Like, he's very, very fast.
Right. Gotta go fast.
And so, you don't need, when you have that, you really, we've seen with, like, the Flash and Quicksilver and stuff, like, you don't need to give him lightning. He can do pretty much anything you want him to do with just the fact that he can go basically the speed of, you know, super, I mean, I don't know how fast he can go, but he can basically go so fast that time stops. You know, yeah. He can do the Quicksilver
I'm kind of under the impression that he's
twice.
Going so fast in that. That it creates like these sparks. It's not just like lightning in and of itself. It's almost like,
but they
almost
really
like I guess I'm going
that.
To Flash. Almost like Speed Force kind of thing, where he's going so fast where it kind of creates these sparks, which do have effects.
So,
but it's not just pure just lightning.
So they have two like Quicksilver ripoff scenes, right, where time stops and he goes
out
of room.
All these other there are movies that also have those ripoffs. So at this
yeah,
point,
I'm just,
you can call them ripoff, but at the same time, it's now almost become this generic slow-mo speed scene
yeah.
that Quicksilver started. And yeah, they are all ripoffs, but it's just interesting to see that all these movies are doing that now.
Yeah, it was just kind of an easy way to refer back to what we were talking about. But, you know, you have two of those scenes where he's probably arguably going the fastest he goes yeah. in the entire movies, and there's no lightning in any of those scenes. So I don't think you can attribute he's going so fast he's creating lightning. I think it has something to do, and especially since Dr. Robotnik can use one of his quills to, like, tap into his yeah. lightning thing, there's something inherently lightning about him. So, I don't know. It's a little... That part just struck me as weird. I mean, I don't think that they have to do exactly what all the games or other media
right.
with Sonic has done to make their own thing. I just thought it was weird that if you have a guy who can go super duper fast, you don't use that more. He basically, yeah. until that final bit where he actually does destroy Robotnik's little spaceship with fast, he just runs away from stuff the whole movie. He doesn't actually do anything really all that offensive. That's not true. He attacks that little tank thing that one time. By rolling into it when they're on the highway.
Right.
Yeah. So two times.
Yeah.
I
think another issue that I had was it felt, and maybe some people like this, but it almost felt too grounded for me.
When you say grounded?
In the real world.
Mm.
I would like to have seen more of Sonic stuff and yeah, where he came from. And his relationship with people is the kind of core of this movie. Mm-hmm. And even in the games, like, there are people around.
Sure.
But that's not necessarily all of the driving force. And the relationship can be the driving force. But the fact that he, like, moves in with them at the end is kind of
yeah,
weird to me.
Yeah, he gets adopted.
That's the thing. It's like, it just... I think, in my opinion, for a Sonic movie, they lean too heavy into that. Like, I feel like he should be able to have a relationship with the humans,
mm-hmm.
but almost have his own thing. And I was hoping he would even be able to kind of go back to his home world at the end so we could see him living in his home world. And that would be super reminiscent of, like, the games and stuff and see some of that stuff. And he can almost part with his buddy and be like, we'll still be connected. We'll still have friends. And, like, tosses him a ring. So it's like, anytime you need me kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
that, I think that would have been cool. And I wish throughout the movie we had seen more of that and more of his kind of stuff and him to kind of stand alone. But I think that's why I'm excited for the next movie to see where they develop him as a character, because he'll have more of his own experiences and maybe then branch off and go somewhere and
right.
move out. So I don't know.
Sonic goes to college.
Yeah. And another thing, is Green Hills, North Carolina a real place?
Well, they weren't in North Carolina.
Green Hills... What was, not North Carolina, what was it, Green Hills?
It was like Washington or Seattle or something, or Wyoming. It was around San Francisco, or it was around
yeah.
that side, because they went to San Francisco. They didn't drive from North Carolina.
What was it? It was...
Montana.
Are you sure?
Yes. Because remember, when he walks into the building they have to get to the top of, he's like, they sent a cop all the way from Montana?
Oh, okay.
I don't think so either.
Hills.
Apparently, Green Hills, Nashville.
Is it? Wait, hold on.
Which is definitely not where they were.
All but... I'm getting is Green Hill Zone from Sonic.
Oh, Green Hills Ranch, the essence of Montana living. 100 acres subdivided. Yeah, I don't know if it's a real town, but...
So, I don't know if you know this.
The Green Hill Zone. Yeah, it's like the opener level, right?
Yeah, it's like it's the island that he lived on at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like that has all those pathways.
Yeah, they in the end credits they like show like some like 2D game footage of like the sign and everything. Yeah, so
that's Green Hills, and I was hoping, which is weird because they wanted to like adapt it to where that's his home. And that's where he grew up, like, but in the real world. So they made it Green Hills.
Mm-hmm.
But in the game, Green Hill Zone is, they did a, like the adaptation of where he grew up.
Yeah.
Or not where he grew up, but because I guess he grew up on Earth. But okay, where he was born and where he was from at the very beginning before he had to escape from there.
Right.
That's Green Hill Zone.
Mm.
So I was hoping they would mention, he's like, I live on this island. And that's all they say. That's all he says. He doesn't say what it's called. Nothing like that. So that's kind of interesting because I wanted to see more of like the real Green Hill Zone. But let's see.
Yeah, unfortunately, this movie, that's just not what it was trying to do. I think that they were just worried about, you know, this movie in general, like studio concern, because if they just went totally cartoony with it, if people would care, if it went too far or it would be too hard to understand or follow. And that's why they got this like very generic like plot structure of, you know, I'm a kid, gets himself into trouble, has to get out of that trouble, and then learn by the end of it how to be a hero. That's basically the story of this. And it's a little like we know, because if we dive into like kind of the plot holes, I guess, or the problems with the plot in this, especially with James Marsden character, who is just a cop, sees this little alien thing that starts talking to him and like devotes like possibly ruins his life, could end up in like a terrorist jail, like basically whatever the equivalent of Guantanamo Bay is now, because he's helping this little guy who's talking. And that just cleanly resolves itself by the end of it. Plus he never gets caught,
so
even though he's
the
like
military
a
military dude shows up at the end.
Yep.
And like, he gives him a thank you. Mm-hmm. For what? All the military knows is there was a giant power surge. They find out that, at least we assume they find out that it is that it's Sonic that's creating these, you know, bursts of energy. That is,
or it's basically an alien. An alien came down
an alien
and did that.
That is causing a threat and giant bursts of energy that can level towns as far as that goes. And so they're trying to capture him. So they hire somebody to capture him. They know that he's kind of crazy, but they hire him anyways.
And sure,
and then all they find out is that basically
Robotnik
disappears, and that he's helped the alien. That's all they know.
Yeah.
So why do they show up and go, thank you?
For what? You didn't save?
Oh my goodness. Are you okay? Are you okay?
Stop.
All right.
Jesus, that snuck up on me. They don't know that like Sonic did anything good. In fact, Robotnik went off the deep end, for
even
sure.
If they were there for the incident,
mm-hmm.
They still don't know if Sonic did anything good. Because all they know is they hired this guy to take down this guy. They hired this guy to take down the blue alien. The blue alien then gets lightning powers, goes like Super Saiyan, not really, but you know what I mean. He attacks the guy they hired because he's a threat, which is only making him look like more of a threat, and sends him into a portal to another world.
And
he should be
him.
More of a threat, even if they knew about what was happening.
The original concern was never addressed, and they just kind of drop it.
And then they just go, well, thank you. For what? Thank you for sending the guy that we got to come get this alien to another dimension, if they even knew that.
Yeah.
And he's got even more powers now.
Right.
It makes no sense. It's just like they know that they think that they make it that very bad writing to where it implies that as the audience we know this,
mm-hmm.
so the characters know this.
Yeah.
And that's just not the case.
Now, there's even more stuff like, oh man, when they had that little fight in the car right before they got attacked by Robotnik's tank thing on the highway, where Sonic gets mad at James Marsden.
Yeah,
that was so forced
and
bad.
It took so long, too. He's like, you're so upset about this? And he's still being attacked. I'm like, you're still upset about this? Dude, you're going to die.
Not only that, but it's such a it's really
it's a
no reason.
Argument, yeah.
It's so dumb to get upset about them. They never actually have a low point where they don't talk to each other or they're mad at each other. Like, they go through the fight. He's still making jokes, the whole, like, or little Sonic level
not
jokes.
Not during the fight, but right after.
No, during the fight, he definitely is. He's, like, talking about how the robot's like, oh, look at this one. It's so cute. Like, da-da-da-da. Or, like, saying dumb shit. Like, he never is, like, mad or silent or does, like, tropey.
No, that was after.
No, remember when they having this, like, he hits the main truck and it falls over and then another thing comes out of it.
Yeah, but that was right. And then another thing comes out of it. And then he hits the first big one.
Yeah.
And then he's like, whoa, I have these powers. And he was like, which I guess distracts him from the fight. And then they're just fine after that. That was the end of the fight because then he's like, how did you do that? He goes, I have no idea. And then ran back to the car. And then at that point, they dropped it. They didn't ever talk about it again until the end.
Right. I'm saying, yeah, that's my exact problem is that they act like that little fight
right.
they just had.
Yeah,
to
I'm
happen.
Saying not during the fight, but right yeah. after it was back to making
and
jokes.
And then he addresses it like way later.
Also, that's another dumb thing, in my opinion, is the fact that somehow he decided to change his mind at the end of the film. Like, dude, still go to San... Like, why did he change his mind to not go to San Francisco? He's like, no, I'm going to stay here. I checked saving a life off my list. I was like, you.
Well, I think it was like partly like Sonic's whole little speech to him about like, isn't it more important to like stay and protect the people you care
about? Yes, but no.
But yeah, they don't talk about that at the end.
That's my
point.
It's like,
yeah.
it wasn't convincing enough because, yeah, it's important to do that. But like,
if they
as part of being a human being, you have your own dreams and goals and passions, and you're still going to help more people, and it's a hard decision. But if anything, it's a decision that I felt like needed to make as a character, and there was no reason to just stay. It's not like that town was, I mean, maybe if Sonic's there, then he has to kind of help protect it because if Robotnik comes back, but for all they know, he's now banished to another dimension. He's not coming back. It's back to just being a boring small town and like go raise a family. Like
but he's got Sonic.
Be a family in San Francisco where
he's
you
got
can,
Sonic. For
it's him. Just I don't know. It's
no, it wasn't very convincing. You're right. He just kind of flipped. He just kind of changed his mind just because he
when
needed
it seemed
to.
Like there was a lot more evidence to like, even though it's a hard decision, like it's a growing decision for him to go to another place and.
Although
move
they
on.
Were looking at apartments in San Francisco for like $4,600 on Zillow, so I don't know how a beat cop is supposed to afford that. I mean, she's a vet, but vets don't do all that well either. I mean, that's...
did they ever say she was a vet?
Yeah.
Before he shows up with Sonic and goes, "I'm a vet, but I've never seen this."
No, remember she? That's how he has a Trent gun.
Oh,
she's
you're
a
right.
Vet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a little weird. That was another big product placement was the Zillow thing. It was
not
very
big,
clear.
But
it
was
pretty,
there.
Like, yeah, they were pretty obvious about it. Normally
but
they wouldn't.
Olive Garden, shall we talk?
Oh, man. God, that was so egregious. Four references, I'm pretty sure. Like, four little conversations about Olive Garden happened in this movie. And it's such a weird thing for a kid's Sonic
they
movie
literally
for you to talk
the
about
tagline.
Olive Garden.
It's like, because when you're here, and then she finishes,
you're
or he
home,
finishes it, you're
or,
home.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And at the end, they get a $50 Olive Garden.
Yeah, that's
gift
what the
card.
General gives him, a $50 Olive Garden gift card.
Olive Garden.
And then he's like, at first, he's
well,
like
you know
a little
these...
bit like, oh, I kind of thought I was going to get money or whatever.
Yeah.
But then later, he's like, you know, I'm kind of excited about that $50 Olive Garden gift card, like right after. It's so dumb.
And you know, all the kids, after they see Sonic, like, let's go to Olive Garden.
I think it's for the parents who had to take him. Like, shit, I'm kind of hungry. I kind of want that. I kind of want that.
Yeah, but the kids, you know the kids are going to want to go there if it was in Sonic.
They like, oh, man. God, it's so bad. Yeah. Ugh. And I still think the Toyota Tacoma thing was pretty... They definitely got paid for that, to show that car like that.
Anytime you have a car in a scene and you're showing the logo, there's some kind of product
going on
there.
But it just felt like a lot. I mean, I'll say that for any show that does that a lot, pretty much. I mean... I don't know. I feel like in like a Fast and Furious movie, right, when you have like a Lambo or something like that come in,
yeah.
It's a little bit less because you're showing it off because it's a really fancy, expensive car. You know what I mean? So it's a little bit – they're probably still getting some money, I would imagine, for doing something like that.
I know you had an issue with this, but I just didn't have an issue with it. He had a truck, which is a normal type of thing that people are going to have, and they had to have a car chase. Obviously, they didn't have to. So, yeah, I understand that they want to put that in. But, like, it didn't seem like within the car chase, they were, like, he was skidding up to the camera with the Toyota logo on the side.
Not, like, shooting, like he wouldn't pull up so that the Toyota logo was, like, in your face and you had to look at it. But he was pulling, like, moves in the Tacoma to make it look really good.
Well, you're going to make that look, if you're in a car chase, if they've written a car chase, regardless if they did it for the Toyota or not, you're going to want to make it look good. They literally chopped the entire top of it off, too.
Yeah.
That one's a little nitpicky for me, but if you had an issue with it, that's cool.
I tell you what, though, a little bit tangent, but you know where that stuff is really bad? When I used to watch The Walking Dead, like, years and years ago, some of the earlier seasons where they're in the middle of an apocalypse. There's, like, no... Everything's, like... That whole show is emphasized on how everything's dirty. Everyone looks gross because they haven't showered or changed or done any of this stuff in so long. But they have pristine... I think there was, like... Hyundai Sonatas or some kind of like thing during that whole thing. Like, they're always perfectly clean and they always show like the front of them every time they get in. It's like, that always got to me so much. I was like, really, dude? That takes you out so hard.
But yeah, I feel like there's a lot of generic stuff, especially so the bar fight scene. The main like big buff dude didn't say any lines. He just kind of grunted.
Yeah.
And it was in a way that like didn't seem genuine. It was almost like this guy's an actor.
Yeah.
And it was... It was just this generic big dude, and they didn't play it in a clever way. It just,
Here's what's weird about that scene for sure, is that they come up, the only reason that bar fight happens is because they come up to the table and say, they're all mad, and they're like, well, what's going on? It's like, we don't like your kind. Are they talking to Sonic, or are they talking to James Marsden? I thought they were talking to him because he was a sheriff in, back in their little town, but they've been driving all night. He's a sheriff of like an individual town or county, right? He doesn't, how would these bikers in like, you know, I'm guessing at least 100 miles away know who he
is? It was just and a start they fight.
Exactly. It's just dumb. There's no reason behind it. Just for stuff. And this movie is full of that crap.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of any other specific things that I didn't necessarily like, because I don't want to go into things that we did like. A big spoiler, obviously, at the end, Tails shows up.
Yeah, called it.
And throughout some of the movie, I was like, oh, I wonder if when they make it, I was like, maybe they'll make another one, and then they'll have Tails or Knuckles, and then I was like, maybe after credit scene, but it was a fleeting kind of thing, and then like, I was like, oh, stay for after credit scene, and he's like, what, is like Tails or somebody going to show up? Tails shows up. So that was...
Which is weird, because they never even acknowledged that he even knew who Tails was, because he leaves when he goes to Earth when he's like a baby.
I don't think he does. So I think that because he comes, like, I found him. I have a feeling that like from their home world, there was either like Legends of Sonic because he had these powers, or the owl probably died. But even if she didn't, or she passed it on, or somebody else that they know, then we're talking about Sonic, and then they're trying to find him or something.
This is real.
Bring him home. I don't know.
Really nitpicky about that owl. The owl's in the little home, and then all those little like shadow looking other hedgehogs come and attack them with like bows and arrows.
People actually have a place in the video games, I think, like this like clan, whatever. Anyways.
Yeah, they just look like, I guess, kind of like shadow, because they also look like hedgehogs.
And
I think
they're supposed to be echidnas, which is what Knuckles is.
Wow. So she's flying around dodging them, and she gets hit with like a lucky arrow shot or whatever, and she goes down. It's so weird how they show this, where she gets hit, she hits the ground with Sonic, and then she like, usually in that kind of a scene when you've been hit, what is supposed to come off is kind of like a mortal wound, because she sends baby Sonic off by herself, so it must have been pretty like bad. She just kind of like immediately gets up, and instead of like having a moment on the ground or like looking like she's in any pain whatsoever, she's like, all right, you got to go. She just gets up and she's like, fuck off. There's no... I don't even think they show the arrow. She's like later in that scene where she's like putting up the portal or whatever. Maybe they couldn't because they didn't want to show any kind of like wound or blood or anything. But
oh, yeah, this is probably G, right?
I didn't even pay attention if it was G or PG. Probably
I'm
had
going
to be PG. He almost says son of a bitch at the end.
He does?
Almost. He says, yeah. Da-da-da. He's like... He gets on top of James Marsden. He gets on top of his ship, and he's like, I'm going to hit you again, you son of a, and then falls back. So,
but also
know.
The lady, his girlfriend or whatever, like when she first sees Sonic and he wakes back up, she's like, all right, give me a second. And then they close the door. He's like, I've been really calm, this and this and this. And this was just like a kind of cringy moment for me. And she was like, what the heck is going on?
Oh,
like
yeah.
It was just, I don't know. Did you find a rating?
Not yet. It's kind of. I should have just googled rating. That character, her, the wife's sister. It was kind of weird because like, there's no real reason for her to hate. James Marsden so much. And I think they PG. Only did that. It is PG? Yep. Okay, yeah. Yep, I just found it. The only reason that they do is because later when he is known as a terrorist, then it makes sense for her to hate him.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's telling him, get a divorce. Yeah. And he's been shown to be nothing but like a great guy who wants to do something else with his life, but a otherwise just awesome dude
and
the
why,
whole time.
Why did she... I'm trying to remember why she even said that.
No, there's no explanation.
Nope. What were they talking about on the phone? Like, do you remember?
They were just talking about... Oh, she called him because he was looking for the Trent gun because he thought it was raccoons when it was Sonic who showed up at his house.
And she's just like, divorce him.
Yeah. She goes like, D-I-V-O-R-C-E. And I was like, what? What is... Why?
Also, did they ever establish that she lived in San Francisco?
Well,
they show up to San
you
Francisco.
Knew that she was with her sister somewhere, but
and then they walk. I was like, "Whose house are they at?" Like, I had no idea. Am I dumb?
I did. I remember. I don't remember when I was watching the movie ever thinking, "Why are they? But why does she live in San Francisco?" I think that was fine personally. Because I mean,
no, it's fine. It was just weird that like I don't know, a little coincidental.
Yeah.
But
they might have even said like, "We'll stay with like when we're moving to San Francisco okay. for your job. Yeah. Like, we'll stay with her or something like that." But, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is that I feel bad kind of going this hard at it because it is a kid's movie. But at the same time, I don't want to give, like...
Well, here's... Okay, I thought that this was going to be... Yeah, I'm
sorry.
I was
just going to say, I don't want to make it easy. Like, if you're making a kid's movie, you shouldn't just have free pass to make a shit movie because it's for kids. Because you can make a good kid's movie that kids will love, like when we watched Up or The Incredibles is a kid's movie, and it's incredible, maybe.
Yeah.
And... it can still be a good and for adult movie to watch. So if, you know, you shouldn't be rewarding, you know, filmmakers or really just studios for making, you know, kind of garbage because it's for kids, quote unquote. I said, that's why we're being so nitpicky on it.
Yeah. I think I went in expecting something else. I thought that they knew the meme culture. Oh, okay. I got to mention that.
Meme culture.
That was one of my favorite parts of the movie is crazy.
They held up the Sonic.
Joe, what
crazy
it,
Carl?
Yeah. Who the one guy who does believe in Sonic. And he holds up that like meme picture of Sonic. Yeah. Like he drew it. And I was like, that it just, I love those moments. And I thought this movie was going to be more of that. I thought it was going to be like, we know that there's a meme culture around Sonic. We'll play into some of that. We'll play into like these like silly moments that people like our age could appreciate. I thought it was going to be more of that.
No, but Sonic flosses twice instead of that.
He does.
Which is real bad.
His teeth. It's very hygienic.
The Fortnite dance. Actually, I mean, it wasn't invented for that, but that's, I think it's known for that. But yeah, it's,
I don't know. I thought like that was clever. Like they, I thought they were going to know what they were doing. As far as like know what this movie is, like make it silly, but know that it's silly. As far as almost like, I was gonna say Hobbs and Shaw-y, but not quite there. Mm. Here's what I mean, and only in certain moments, like have some cool like the fan stuff where you can show some of the Sonic related stuff. But then you have the guy like Crazy Carl who's like, I've seen him, and there's this like meme picture of Sonic, and even when he was like running around and like the bear traps and stuff, like some of that was funny.
To be fair, I don't really know what else they could do with the Sonic meme stuff.
Well, I don't even necessarily mean the memes. I'm just saying that like that kind of humor where you have
just a little bit more adult.
Yeah, but in a way that can also still be funny for kids. I just think that that's what I was expecting, especially when they heard all the backlash of the design from people that are like our age. And then they listened to it. I was like, okay, cool. They want this to be well-liked by everyone.
Oh, they just wanted to make money.
Yeah, but I thought that they wanted, you know, I thought they wanted to be well-liked by everyone in a way that made me believe that it was going to be not all geared towards kids where you have this humanoid figure with this little cartoony dude and they're just on an adventure.
Yeah.
It's like, I want more of the Sonic lore with the, I don't know, slightly different kind of humor. But it was, I'm trying to, okay, so what did you like? What was something that you actually did really like? I really liked I thought when Dr. Robotnik was doing his little dance thing. Part of that was funny, especially when the dude shows up behind him.
Yes.
Like, it's one direction the camera's facing, turns around, there's just, like, dude, like, bobbing his head.
Yeah.
It was perfect. It was just, like, the timing was great.
They named his little companion guy Agent Stone for the express purpose of having the joke of him being a stone at the end of the movie. And I thought that was great. I thought that was so dumb, but it was fantastic when he pulled out that rock with a face on it. He was like, Agent Stone, and he like throws it. Yeah, the Jim Carrey Dr. Robotnik stuff is definitely some of the best stuff of it.
Yeah.
I'm not normally a huge Jim Carrey fan. Like, my only two big references from, like, of his movies that I like are The Mask, I don't know if you've from forever ago, and then the Grinch movie that he played in.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I probably watched that Grinch movie like 800 times. So that's like what I know. And he's, you know, but he is definitely more of his like old self in this movie, which is, you know, it's good and it definitely works. It's hard to imagine really anybody else doing this stuff. Here's one thing though. Because I know Dr. Robotnik is obviously like a very large, round man in the games.
So I think I could be wrong,
yeah,
but I think that Dr. Robotnik and Eggman are two different people.
Oh.
I could be wrong, but shit. I think I thought that Dr. Robotnik was Eggman's father. So Eggman is technically Eggman Robotnik. So I don't know if they tried to play him and put him into one person.
Yeah.
But his look at the end was Eggman's look.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And the first look seemed like Dr. Robotnik's look.
No, Dr. Ivo Eggman Robotnik is a fictional character, but main antagonist.
But I thought that there were two. So this is Dr. Robotnik, and he gets that crazy mustache and goggles at the end.
Yeah, but it also says that's Dr. Eggman.
This is Eggman.
Okay.
And I know that his last name is, like, it's Eggman Robotnik, or Robotnik Eggman, Eggman Robotnik. But I know, let's see, Robotnik, Egg.
I mean, you might be right.
Or
but,
grandfather.
I think for the majority.
Professor Gerald Robotnik is the grandfather of Dr. Ivo Eggman Robotnik. It's just a name that runs down throughout.
Right.
So, yeah, they were just trying to make him they need to make him Eggman Robotnik because that's the main Sonic villain. So
which,
I'm cool with that.
I'm not saying you have to get a guy with the Eggman proportions. I think Jim Carrey did a fine job. I'm saying, does Dr. Eggman or Dr. Robotnik do like weird robotic movements and actually make the sounds?
I don't think so, but he is obsessed with like, robots and
which,
stuff,
I mean, this
and he has his own little flying machine.
Was definitely obsessed with robots, and that was very, you know, that was hit pretty hard home. I just thought it was weird. Like, it almost seemed like Jim Carrey didn't know anything about Sonic or the character. He just saw the name and read the script and was like, I'm just going to do robot shit. Like, I'm just going to, like, act like I'm a robot. And,
because
which,
in
I don't give a fuck. Honestly.
Yeah, like in Sonic, especially like Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, which is probably hailed to be one of the best Sonic games.
Dang.
There's a lot of, you know, like flying drone type things with like the lasers and stuff, and you know you attack them as Sonic.
But the drones kind of suck in this movie.
Yeah,
they like sit right in front of them and like try to shoot them and can't shoot through a table.
Yeah, to be fair, the drones in the games aren't great either, but yeah, it's a game. So they did some cool things with him. I actually really like, as far as like the Sonic lore goes, I think they did a really good job with Eggman from somebody that doesn't know a lot about like his backstory or anything, but just like putting him as a character onto the big screen was kind of cool. I liked his parts for the most part.
Yeah. I think if Jim Carrey wasn't in this movie, I think most people would just probably tell you, just don't see it. Maybe they could have gotten somebody else to do a good job too, but I'm basically saying if they had screwed up Robotnik, I think there probably wouldn't really be a reason. Like, I think this movie would be bad.
Yeah. I think this movie's doing better than Detective Pikachu so far.
Well, it's only been a day. And
yes.
But it has made like 22 million or something like that in the first day.
Right.
I guess maybe including Thursday, but Thursdays usually aren't super big for a movie like this.
I haven't seen Detective Pikachu. I'm just trying to think of like, you know, video game movies, because most of those are usually really bad and don't perform well.
Yeah, Detective I mean, the only other like recent video game movie I can think of is like, remember the Assassin's Creed one they tried to make with Michael Fassbender? Like, okay, that was probably like 4 years ago.
Yeah,
now.
It's
that one flopped.
It's I never saw that movie.
I didn't either. It was kind of weird. Oh, I don't know. Detective Pikachu made $431 million. I don't know.
Oh, really?
It depends on how well it does
this weekend.
Foreign.
Cause I don't, that's true.
Sonic, is that big in China?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was big in my living room when I was a kid for a certain amount of time.
Yeah, because I mean, Detective Pikachu only made $144 million here. So I think Sonic will beat that. It'll probably be like anywhere from $150 to $180, if I had to guess. Of its domestic, but 437. It really depends on
how
China likes
it. You think they'll make a sequel, though? I think it's too early to tell.
It's probably too early to tell. It really just has to do if it makes money or not. And if, you know, how expensive getting... I think they want to, and they clearly, like, set it up for something to work in the future, but it all just has to do with the money. So yeah. If it makes enough money, there's probably, like, a specific amount of money it has to make for them to greenlight a sequel.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, did it have a lot of marketing? Because, I mean, they dropped that trailer, but it didn't have, like, a lot of ads or anything. So, I don't know how expensive this movie was. But, I mean...
We marketed for them.
Yeah, really.
With
we
the redesign.
Yeah. Might have been worth it for them. Man, what if they did that on purpose? What if they always had the
original
design? Yeah,
everyone's saying that, but I don't think so. Because there was that rumor with that, and then the toys that came out that look like the old version.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, we talked about that a little bit, yeah.
Anyways, so I guess I would say that... Oh, and they had some cool references, like in his little cave. Apparently, I think the ping pong table that he made was made out of a giant street sign. Like those green street signs you see on the interstate, right. And it said like Green Hill Zone on it. His headband that he had on when he was doing his nunchuck stuff had the Sonic like logo from the classic game.
Mm.
And it's like a circle with this like wings coming out with this ribbon behind it.
Right.
And then Sonic's kind of pops up or is like in the middle of it in the video game, but it was just like that like little logo.
Right.
So they had like a bunch of cool nods, which is always cool fan service stuff. I think the way that I would categorize or are kind of finally like my final statements would kind of be that it was a good kids movie. I was disappointed that it didn't appeal to an older audience as much as I thought and hoped it would. I think some of the writing was lazy. Some of the character development, like with Eggman, was kind of cool to see. And I think that they treated Sonic too much like a kid and didn't give enough of his own elements into the story. And I found myself overall, even in the middle of the movie, not really enjoying it during parts. And just being like, yeah, just kind of really emotionally disappointed.
Definitely at low points.
But not bad enough. And it was almost in a way of not just being like, this is terrible. In a way of, I thought that it wasn't necessarily great.
Mm-hmm.
But in a way of it being, this movie's not made for me, I guess. Like,
I don't really like that argument. I hear that a lot.
But I mean, like, it's geared towards kids.
Right.
But we did say that that's not an excuse to not be able to make a good movie for adults.
Yep.
But to be fair, kids do like humor we don't like and vice versa because their brains are different and they're not as mature and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but you can do both and make it fine.
Yeah, you can. But maybe that's not 100% what they were going for.
SpongeBob.
Yeah, and maybe that's just not what they were going for. But so that's how I would look at it. And it was to a point where, not to a point where I would just go, yeah, I'm just done, because it got to a point where I'm interested to see what they do next, more so out of curiosity. And some of the end stuff where he did have these kind of weird lightning powers is a cool little adaptation. So there's enough little cool things here and there to make me just curious, but I'm not going to have high hopes when I go into the next one to be like, I'm going to really, really enjoy this because I really, really didn't, which kind of sucks because I was hoping that I would enjoy it a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think if they had spent a little bit more money and a little bit more time on making this movie, you know, just having it a less lazy, less formulaic script and making it a little bit more Sonic focused with a little bit more of the elements of, like, you know, his actual world and less of him as such a kid, like you said, this movie would be actually pretty good, and it would probably would make a lot more money because people would really see it, especially older people who have grown up with it a little more. This is going to be disappointing for them. This is purely made for kids, and especially kids who are fans of them now, opposed to, I mean, Sonic is a character from the 90s, so, you know, there's a lot of people with money who go see movies, yeah, who would see this if it were better, and I feel like they'll start to see this, realize it's not all that great, not really made for their demographic, and they will stop seeing it and be disappointed.
And I kind of would like to see a movie where you kind of get the gang of Sonic, Knuckles, and Tails, that trio, and they have to go against Eggman and, you know, his robots and all this stuff, and he can get help and assistance from the human, but not be so reliant on the human, because a lot in the games, like, they do have relations with humans, and some have really big story plots in it. But
yeah,
then
I feel
they
like
go
he should be saving people. He shouldn't
be. Then they go
do.
Then they go do, like, Sonic will go do his own thing with Tails and Knuckles, or on his own, and they'll kind of go on this mission with either with relations to these people that give them driving forces, so you can have them connect and do things here and there and be helpful and all that. But I want it to be a little more Sonic focused, and that doesn't necessarily mean that the relationship between Sonic and this other person is not important and can't make a good movie, but I would like that next one to be more of that. And I don't want Eggman to just come through a portal and come back to Earth and do stuff on Earth. I want to see more Sonic focused stuff, and he can get help from his buddy. And I honestly would love it to be like 10 years in the future, not our time, but their time, to where like Eggman has gone through these different like portals and seen all this crazy stuff and gone kind of mad.
He makes a ridiculous mushroom plane that he has to fly back to Earth.
Yeah, so like I want to see that he goes kind of mad, and then he does make all those crazy giant like robotic stuff you kind of see in video games, and to where it's like an evolved version where Sonic is not more like a kid. He, I guess, quote unquote, moves out, teams up with Knuckles and Tails, and he goes back and has his friendly relationship with I can't remember his name, that main character. Kid, do you?
The James Marsden character?
Yeah.
Exactly. Fuck.
So he can have a relationship with him, and he can even help him out. Like, the human can help out Sonic. Like, humans can help out Sonic, and they can be driving forces. But I'd like to see something a little different.
Wade was the other cop. I remember that.
That's another character that bothered me.
Yeah, because he was just too dumb.
I get the character type they were going for, but it was hard pushed.
They went for the Barney Fife cop, right? But they're just useless cop.
Pushed.
But they didn't get that energy right.
No,
it's just he's too much of an idiot. He's just a complete, especially in the beginning where he just has no idea how to do anything.
Yeah,
it just makes you wonder how does he get up?
And the lines seemed very formulaic.
Yeah.
And like it's not something they would say and kind of acted out, because when like he hangs up, when he calls him to talk about the power outage, and he goes, "All right, what did you say to do
first?" Thing you do?
Wait,
relax. And then
just like,
yeah, but which is weird, especially because at the end of the movie, he seems kind of competent.
Yeah,
you know? He like pulls his gun on stuff, and he's like has a line, but then he's like,
another guy holds a chainsaw next to him.
Like,
and he's like, stop, put it down.
He's like, let me have that. Actually, like it seems much more normal guy stuff, and I'm like, oh, he went through a big character change we didn't get to see. Which, who cares? I mean, it's the dumb side character, but still, it's just that kind of stuff does overall hurt the movie. So yeah, 4 out of 10.
I want to finish off with a question.
All right.
If you could pick a video game and have a movie made out of it, not one that's already coming, so you can't pick like Uncharted, because we just talked about that, what would it be? Who would you like to see as that main character? And what do you think? Like, give me a rough storyline.
Ooh. Okay, so, I mean, this is actually kind of a repeat of something I've heard someone else say recently. So it's not really my idea, but it popped into my head. The Metal Gear Solid games. I don't know if you've ever played those. They're just ridiculous.
Yep.
I mean, I'm just putting that out there. It's not really my answer. Those would be fun, but that might already be happening. So I can't really pick that one. Gosh, of my own choosing, It's so weird because games are usually, I don't really think usually that you should try to make games in the movies because it just doesn't work because they're so different and they're tailored toward making, you know, the gameplay is king. So,
right,
you know, it's really hard to adapt into story based, especially because like that was always the problem. Like when we're talking about these Uncharted, this Uncharted movie that they're making, in the Uncharted games, he's like a likable guy who's just a treasure hunter. Basically, he's not like a killer or anything. But in the games, you have to obviously kill like 1,000 people throughout the probably the storyline of each individual game to make it interesting. That's where the gameplay a lot of it comes from.
Right.
There's other elements like climbing and swinging around and shit, but most of it is shooting people. So it's weird when especially the fourth of that game was very cinematic in its campaign, like in the cutscenes and stuff like that. But when you cut back to gameplay, you're doing things that are so outlandishly out of character because you're killing all these like just guys who are hired to protect the thing that you're trying to get into. You know what I mean? You're trying to get onto a secret island that the government doesn't want you on, and you're killing a million soldiers so you can get there. It's like, this dude wouldn't do that. You know, so it's weird. So if trying to adapt that into a movie, obviously you can change it up, but I don't know. It's odd. Games as a whole aren't super conducive to making movies, and that's why most of them, I think, don't work out. But if I have to pick, do you have one?
I'm not off the top of my head. I'm trying to rattle my brain because I'm trying to think of what games that I've like played, especially like, going way back. They're already making that movie, dude.
Are they still?
I have no idea.
Steve Carell as Steve in the Minecraft movie.
I would pick that one just for entertainment purpose. Like, that's probably the one I would
pick.
It
would either be great or complete. Actually, that's not true. It could be very average, and I would hate that. That would be the worst if it was just boring.
Yeah.
Because I'd want it to be terrible but funny.
And I think that might be part of the issue what I had with Sonic. Well, no.
A little bit. I mean, it's not just like
straight. I would
say it's
below average, but that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, I did sort of kind of rate it below average, even though I don't like giving 10 out of scores. But, you know, it is kind of like that. But I don't know. It's okay. But yeah, I don't know who I'd pick. That's
who you'd pick for Metal Gear?
Yeah. For that. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I don't know. I always liked, they redid the voice for the guy. They actually had Kiefer Sutherland do the voice for him in the most recent Metal Gear game. So, and I liked his voice, but Kiefer's kind of old and he's kind of short to do that role, even though, I mean, I like 24 and everything, but yeah, I don't think that would work out. Yeah, it'd be weird. That's
come on,
hard.
Give me somebody to be Metal Gear. Metal Gear are like huge dudes, right?
They're not big guys. They're much more of like Tom Cruise size guys. They're just like, they're like, it almost be, well, I mean, no, I don't want Tom Cruise to do it. That'd be weird. It's much more of like a Jason Statham kind of, but he would not, I don't want him to play that role. It'd have to be somebody who could really like tap into the ridiculousness of, because, you know, it's like a Japanese game and the plot is, it's like starts out like you think it's just gonna be like a military type thing, but then like giant mech robots are coming out of shit, and it's ridiculous. And there's like clones of people, and people do ridiculous like superhero style shit all the time. It's a crazy game, or series of games. But you need somebody who could really like kind of get into that world, but not like a super musclehead. Like you couldn't have The Rock do it; that'd be dumb. You have to be somebody kind of like sneaky. Because that's like a big element of all those games is like sneaking around and sneaking into shit.
To Tom Cruise?
No.
Give me somebody. Come on.
I don't want to do Tom Cruise.
I don't care. Just pick someone. Pitch this idea. Just get it in people's heads, you know? I don't care if it's your top pick. Find somebody. Dig deep. Tom Holland. Because he's in everything now.
Well, now all I can think of is Michael Fassbender because I was thinking about the Assassin's Creed movie. I mean, he could probably do okay. I don't know if you should get an English guy to play the role, though. It should probably be... Because he's, you know, supposed to be pretty classically American. I mean, I know they could do the voice, but...
Yeah, that's fine. Cool, so Michael Fassbender
as
Metal Gear.
Oh, God, that's such an awful pick.
Well, that's your pick.
I don't like that. Fine.
See, the issue that I have with some of these video game things is I played a lot of video games that were based on movies. I loved Spider-Man 2, the video game.
That was a big thing when we were, like, 12, was, like, all the games came out all the time, and they were about movies that were coming out.
Yeah.
But now it's games come out like four, like, you know, big games come out like four times a year, and they're all sequels to other games. They're never, you know, for the most part, their own thing. And so it's kind of weird.
So that I played Lego Star Wars so much as a kid. So I'm trying to
think. A Lego Star Wars movie. I'd be down for that.
All right.
If they redid the original trilogy in the Lego Star, even if it was just like a, I don't know, a Disney Plus thing or like wasn't even, but like the Lego movie, even the second one, I really like both of them.
I didn't watch the second one.
They're not, I mean, especially the second one's definitely a little bit worse. In fact, I'm having trouble remembering.
Did you like the Batman Lego movie?
I did.
Maybe I heard way too much hype about it.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of like, really hyped
it was
up,
like, meh,
weirdly.
When I watched it. I like the Lego movie, though.
Yeah.
All right, I have to pick a video game. I can't just bring up the topic and then not pick one.
Yeah, I know.
If I have to pick one, it's going to be Minecraft, just because of entertainment
purpose. Making that was a thing.
I know, but
you
don't know if they are already making it or not.
That's
so
true. I haven't heard
if I had to pick, it'd be Minecraft, and this is cop-out, though, because we did hear this. It would be Steve Carell, because it'd be hilarious, and it has to be funny, because it's already ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll go with those two. Let me pick a secondary one that I haven't heard anything about. What other games did I play that weren't... I'm drawing such a huge blank. I'm going to look up some video game stuff here.
Apparently it is still set to come out 2022.
Man, the thing is, like, I did play Sonic, but
yeah,
I can't
dream
pick
come
Sonic.
True, bro.
Oh, here we go.
All right, hit me.
This is a game that has I am fond of. Hold on, I'm scrolling here. I'm trying to make sure that I don't see any other ones that I'm like really, really. Grand Theft Auto.
Oh.
That's not the one I was gonna pick, but no. So Crash Bandicoot.
What? That'd be okay. So I never played the original Crash games, but I played the Crash Kart, whatever. What were they called? The ones, it was like Mario Kart,
oh,
but Crash.
I love that. Yeah. Crash Team Racing.
I guess that's what it was called.
I know
like
it's what
another,
it's called. It
was
CTR,
was
Crash
one?
Team Racing. Yep.
Okay.
Do I want to see that in a movie? Not necessarily, but it's a game that I have some very, very fond memories of. And I have no idea how you could put that into a movie. Because he doesn't speak either. He just makes noises.
Yeah. They might have Easter egg of him in the Uncharted movie, because they had a big Crash. They're owned by the same company. And they had a big part with Crash Bandicoot in Uncharted 4.
What?
Yeah, you
what
played,
are you talking
you
about?
Played the I think the original Crash Bandicoot game
what?
In Uncharted 4. Yeah, it's weird. Like in the beginning of the story. But yeah, they're both owned by Naughty Dog, so they're very good. Well, it would probably be a lot smaller of an Easter egg than it is in the game, but you know, like Tom Holland has like a Crash poster in the background or something. But yeah, I don't know anything about Crash Bandicoot, honestly, other than he was like a little weird, almost like Mario-esque type game. I mean, I know it's 3D and it's different, but like you're running toward the camera and you hop over like...
Well, sometimes you're running towards the camera. You're thinking of probably the very classic, shot where there's a giant boulder running coming behind
basically,
you
yeah.
and you're running away from it.
I mean, to me, that's like if someone said they were going to make a Temple Run game. Like, that's how much they're working with Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, I don't know if I could see... a movie on it, but I can't think of any other games that I played a lot. You know what game I played a lot of, actually, is Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Dude, I love that game.
What the fuck would that movie be about?
A dude trying to build an amusement park. Yeah, I got nothing.
It's hard, isn't it?
Super Smash Bros.
I think they're already coming out with like a bunch of like stuff for more recent like games. Like I think there's like Halo stuff in development, and they technically have come out with Halo movies before, not big ones, but little like straight to DVD Halo movies and stuff like that. But all that kind of stuff. And the more recent, especially the more recent stuff, doesn't really feel like it would work. You know, I mean, you couldn't have a Call of Duty movie.
Yeah,
the fuck, that would just be, I don't know.
1917.
Well, I don't think a single Call of Duty game is taking place in World War I. Yeah, I don't know. It'd be weird.
I'll go Crash Bandicoot, but it's got to be all animated, and it's just got to be kind of dumb. Like, silly, dumb, perfect kind of humor. And
yeah, I'd watch.
Who are we going to put as...
as the voice where he doesn't actually talk, he just makes noise? Just at that point, just use the original guy. Whoever made the woo or the wah or whatever.
Are you sad Waluigi over here?
No. Wah. What's the sad Crash thing?
I don't
that
know.
That meme from a little while back, you know?
But you know the little like floaty mask that follows him everywhere too?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The mask talks.
Oh, what Liam about Neeson? A Banjo-Kazooie
game? Liam Neeson will be the mask. I never played Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh, man. That could work. A little bear and a bird just fucking around.
All right, we've exhausted all these
exhausted all of our topics, yeah.
Exhausted everything, including myself. All right, that's Sonic. That's movies. That's Brother. Where can they find you, Nate?
Wow, you can find me right here at That's Movies Brother.
Yeah, at the time that you guys might be hearing this, hopefully we'll have a Instagram for That's Movies Brother, which
oh,
will
you
be
think about doing that?
That's
oh, okay.
Movies Brother. Follow me at Tyler C. Gillette.
Oh, on Instagram.
Like the if razor, or with no E at the end. On Instagram. That's where I post most of my stuff.
Wow.
But that's it, man.
That
is
movies?
Brother, man.
Oof.